So good to see you. I've seen a young lady sitting on the second pews of the second half. I don't know whether she speaks English or Arabic, but we welcome you. Today we are going to have our first Sunday of Sunday school. And after I finish my sermon, I will ask the Sunday school to come here for pictures, and you have a prayer on your pews, we will pray it, right? I just noticed that Nick and Virginia brought their nephew, Michelle Shaheen, أهلا وسهلا فيك من دبي, من دمشق, all the way from Syria. And I'm so pleased to see all these beautiful faces, the little one and the teenager, and many family, Pete and Mr. and Mrs. Pete Squires, also back from their vacation. So glad you're here. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, I'm filling up today for Father Jim, who's in California visiting with his family, so I'm working overtime. We're so happy that he's able to see his parents. I want to remind you today that the only way to Christ is his holy cross. Let me repeat that again. The only way to Christ is his holy cross. My dearly beloved, the Holy Church celebrated the elevation of the life-giving cross on September 14, which is the actual date. But because many of you were not in the church on September 14, we're celebrating it again so you do not miss the feast. This feast is very, very important to the Christian East and to the Christian West. So they all have the same date. Now, why a cross? I like to remind you that the Easter event, the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord, has made the cross likely the most recognized icon and image on earth. To those who believe in the cross, is a sign of victory. And to those who reject the cross, is the sign of defeat. And our people for 2,000 years bear the witness to the cross. Many of our churches were demolished, and many of the crosses burned. But for us, the cross of Christ burned alive in our heart. The icon of the cross. Why do you wear a cross? Now, some people wear a cross for decoration, and sometimes if they are blessed with wealth, they put on a diamond, and they wear the cross of Christ as a piece of jewelry. If you do that only for that meaning, you're wearing a piece of jewelry. But for you and I, the cross is the tree of life. As-salib huwa shajarat al-hayat. And the only way The Christian can know Jesus face to face is through his cross. My dearly beloved, every Christian, especially you, the Orthodox Christian, must wear a cross, not as jewelry or decoration, but more, because it is a daily reminder that you and I were bought in a price of Jesus' blood, who shed his blood on the cross. Who need the cross today? If you carry the cross of this world, family tension, sickness, failure in business, disappointment in relationship, that will not help you. But who need the cross today? Young people, the teen, they need the cross of Jesus to guide them throughout their teenager years and become faithful adults. Parents need the cross of Christ to teach them that raising a family takes patience. If your children wronged you, you do not wrong them because they're ignorant. The person who's sick, when I go visit someone in the hospital, the first thing I said, make the sign of the cross. So the cross for you is the only assurance that there is healing in the cross of Jesus. The people who are lost, America today, our family today need to put the cross in the middle of the house to remind them about their journey of faith. Today we shout and we say, rejoice, ifrah, ya salib al-masih. Rejoice, O cross of Christ. You can be the guardian of my family. Glory to the church. Redemption of Adam and Eve. Wandering of demon and wounding of demon. Protector of the helpless. Why should be people so depressed today? America is on the binge of tranquilizer and opium. Everyone wants to deaden their feeling because they're afraid to deal with it. Today I say to you, young people, take the cross of Jesus and he'll give you hope. He'll give you health. He'll give you redemption. Rejoice, O cross of Christ, vessel of light. My dearly beloved, the cross of Christ is open the doors of our heart. Our heart can only be open if we let the cross of Christ in it. He teaches us love again, patience, compassion, forgiveness, because Christ prayed for those who crucified him, saying, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And we need to say that to those who disappoint us, to those who hurt us, to those who sometimes betray us. Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they're doing. Yes, my dearly beloved, if Christ is with us, who can be against us? مَدَامَ الْمَسِيحُ مَعْنَا فَمَنْ عَلَيْنَا فمن علينا. So here is an invitation. Do you wish to be a disciple to follow Christ in the most difficult time? Do you have the courage to give a witness, to be crucified with Christ, who said, if you desire, not an imposition, it's an invitation. If you desire to come after me, then carry my cross, not the cross of the world. If you carry the cross of Christ, you can live, because the Christ lives in you and me. Yes, his life is now live in me and you. I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The world is cruel. Sometimes brother betrays brother. But the cross of Christ frees you to live again. So our family, our church, will raise the cross today before you to ask for patience, to never give up on our children and each other, but to bless them with the Holy Cross. There is a prayer that I would like you to repeat it with me today. You can repeat every line after me. The cross is the guardian of my life. The cross is the support and staff of the faithful. The cross is the beauty of the church. The cross is mighty for those who believe. The cross, glory of angel. And it is wounding of demon. الصليب حافظ كل المسكونة. الصليب جمال الكنيسة. الصليب عز المؤمنين. الصليب مجد الملائكة. وجرح الشياطين. In English, one more, and I want to hear the voice of the teenager again. The cross is the guardian of the world. The cross is the support and staff of the faithful. The cross is the beauty of the church. The cross is mighty and strength. The cross is the glory of angel and the defeat of demon. Amen. I'd like to call upon the teacher to come here. You have a prayer in your